Alright, we're here. Straight from Wino High School, Monotone Men. I'm Eric.
I'm Connor.
I'm Josh.
Alright, first topic. First topic of the day, we're going to be talking about
vaping.
Vaping and juuling. And
basically, the effect it has on students in the school and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Alright, so we even talked to a SRO, or officer, at the school, and we got some of his facts and opinions on this whole tobacco products and vaping and juuling and all that stuff in school. And so we talked to Officer McElwain, and we got the disciplinary actions, the law enforcement, how it's not good for you, and that he said it's a medical issue more than anything. It's not that much of a bad thing because it's legal.
Yeah. But
if you're 18. But it's a medical issue.
Because underage kids are using it clearly in schools and stuff like that. And
and it's not good. Cause,
yeah.
If you get caught with it once, it's a 1-day suspension. The second time is a 3-day suspension. And for the third time that you get caught, it's an expulsion hearing. And law enforcement states that it includes a ticket of $100, a RADAC program of 5 sessions. And RADAC is like the Richland and Lexington Abuse and Action Center for helping addictions to alcohol and tobacco. And you just don't want to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially not for 5 sessions. Just
this is so preventable. You just don't got to
It's so preventable.
Just don't
bring it to school. Don't do it at home. Just don't do it.
Yeah, because
especially if you're a freshman, like, you gotta be dumb to do that.
Yeah, you're just already ruined. Like,
yeah, you're already
your mama or dad's gonna be mad. Like, you're gonna get a call, like, sitting there saying, your kid has been found with a jewel.
You're 14.
Yeah.
You really like all these little 14-year-olds, and they think they're cool. That's the funny thing about it.
Yeah, they be posting on their story, stuff like that.
On Snapchat, they just think they're so cool, but they're not. They're really not. Yeah.
No one thinks
you're ruining
cool.
your lungs.
Jewels aren't cool.
You're ruining your future. Basically, set yourself up for cancer, lung problems.
You think it's cool now, but you're not going to think it's cool when you're in that emergency room.
Yeah, you see your grandparents hurting from if they ever smoked or anything like that. Like, personally, mine hasn't. They don't have those issues, but they have arthritis, back problems, stuff like that. But imagine you growing up, you're doing this all now just because you're in school, you think you're cool, all that. And then you grow up and you have grandkids and they just see you in such a bad position with your health just because of what you did in school for so long, these 4 years. Or I don't even know if it could affect you. It's just a 2-year. We don't know yet.
I wouldn't even go as far as to talk about the grandparents. When you can just you turn on the TV, you got all them truth commercials talking to you about how bad nicotine is and tobacco, and you also got them commercials with those with the people with the hole in their throat.
Yeah. And sound like robots.
And you just don't want to end up like that. Mm-hmm. Y'all know that y'all don't want to end up like that. And if you're a senior, especially if you're a senior, you see a freshman doing that, tell them to stop.
Just stick up for them.
If you see a freshman, just take it, throw it away.
Basically. But, let's just, give our, take and, perspective on this. I think that, we should start, or, we should just do this, one time, I guess, once a year or once a semester. But we should have, a seminar or, a lecture of, the whole school, but... just take a day.
Like an assembly.
Yeah, an assembly, basically. But,
yeah.
I want to say, the whole class, the whole, school in, one place, but, divide it in between freshmen, sophomore, juniors, and seniors, mm-hmm. and basically just, put them in theater or the gym or whatever, and just lecture them on, educate them about, vaping and, the effects it has on you.
Yeah, how bad it is.
And just give, all, the medical stuff about it, not even, the discipline stuff. Already know you're going to... you're gonna get in trouble, stuff like that. You know what's
gonna happen. Yeah, you already know you're gonna get in trouble.
I bet your friends or whatever has been in trouble before, stuff like that. You know some kids that's gotten in trouble, but
oh, definitely.
It's the medical issues that, like, hasn't, like, been spread across to us.
That brings up the next thing is that 12 people so far this year have been ticketed. And that's since yesterday when we got all this information from Officer McElwain. There was also, I think somebody got caught today. That's how bad this thing is.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean...
And statistically, like, thinking that if 12 people got caught so far this year, and we've only been in here for like six weeks, then that means 2 people per week.
That's bad.
With this new person, then that's even more. And, I mean, that's $100 that you could have been, like, spent on yourself.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you spend, like... How much did you just call it? Like
$50.
Like $50. Like, you could be spending your money on something like that. It's like, take a girl on, like, a date or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, don't be spending your money
You could have bought, like, $2,000 with that.
Yeah, for real. But, like, you know,
some V-Bucks for Fortnite.
Some food.
Yeah, you could have went and bought you some Zaxby's or something, you know what I'm saying? Like, a real nice, good meal. But, instead, you're doing that. You could have went to San Jose's. What do you mean? But, yeah, and just 12 people so far this year have already been ticketed $100.
Dang.
Yeah, so that's, was that $1,200?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that money.
Yes, and they got to go to the RADAC programs for 5 sessions.
Yeah, like, well, RADAC really isn't worth it.
We see you, Tom.
All them kids, so, all them kids are...
Usually, like, whenever you go into, like, the RADAC, it's like, you get caught, like, with, like, drugs or, like, alcohol, stuff like that. Like bigger stuff than this, and you're in school, like, you shouldn't be doing this. You should just, like, be focused on your work, and whenever you go to the bathroom, you should just actually go to the bathroom, not just, like, use it as, like, a time just to vape.
I see kids all the time in the bathroom just jeweling and stuff, but I just look at them. I just tell them, and I look at them, I'm like, come on, man, that's not cool.
Yeah,
you know what is cool? Making good grades and applying to college and stuff like that.
Saving your money.
Yeah, instead of spending, $50?
To get cancer? Yeah.
To get cancer? Well, you're spending money to get a disease, a horrible disease. And I don't know why you'd want to do that. So,
it's sad.
Yeah, I mean, it's so sad. And it's oil-based. It's, all them juices are oil-based. So you're basically pouring up some motor oil into a little stick and smoking it.
Vape is basically
motor oil. Yeah, with flavors. Like, you think them flavors smell good. You know what doesn't smell good? Cancer. Cancer's terrible for you. Yeah. And there's no good form of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's all bad. And also, yeah, like, I mean, it's basically just a medical issue.
Yeah, and like some kids last year, we were talking to SRO about this. One girl, like, she was like, you know, just vaping, I guess, and reasons why kids do this is because, like, the nicotine buzz, like the head rush, all that stuff. But she basically got that, and it was, like, so severe or so bad that she had an anxiety attack.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she basically freaked out, and they couldn't control her or whatever, so she got rushed to the hospital. And then another student, I think he was talking about someone that had, like, an asthma attack because
she had asthma. And this kid blew vape smoke in her face, and they thought it was funny, but it wasn't funny. She had an asthma attack.
Yep.
And had to be rushed to the hospital. And that's just not funny.
Like, all this stuff is so preventable.
It's so preventable. It's too preventable that we shouldn't have this at our school. We shouldn't have this anywhere. It's just
terrible stuff. And
so think about it, like, it's that preventable that you really don't even, like, you just got to keep it at home. Like, you don't even got to bring it to school. Like, if you got caught with it at school, you're a dummy.
Or just don't even get one. Because, like, there's very few little students here that, like, go here that are actually 18 years old.
Yeah. Like, leave it at home, I was referring to the 18 and up crowd. I'm not talking about the freshmen. Not even just the freshmen, the sophomores, and the juniors as well. Like, just wait 2 years, 3 years, 4 years if you want to ruin your lungs and get cancer, you know?
Yeah, for real, just, you know.
But yeah, I mean...
That basically wraps all of it up.
Yeah, that wraps it up. But that's, vaping's just terrible. It's just bad for you. And, yeah, so that sums up podcast one from the Monotone Men. Sorry, we got to talk about a serious topic like this, but it's going rapid in our school.
Yeah, it is. It's like serious stuff.
Yeah, we're Monotone Men from White Knoll High School. I'm Eric.
I'm Connor.
I'm Josh.
All right, and we're out.
I'm from Dillon.